Well, once again, it is time for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill, presented by Weaver Street Realty. Specializing in local real estate since 1982, every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. I am joined on the phone by Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. We're checking in after a little bit. Karen, how are you doing? I hope you've had a good start to the week.
I'm good. Glad to be back.
Yeah, thanks so much. It has been a week at the moment that has been dominated largely in the Orange County community, talking about vaccine efforts and vaccine distribution, as Orange County apparently has way fewer doses than expected for this upcoming week, which could lead to some appointment troubles. But I know that in Chatham County on Monday, there was a mass vaccination event and clinic that was held in the county. What details do you have about that and how it went?
So yes, we did. It was the third of our mass vaccination events, and we were able to vaccinate about 400 people. We're facing the same challenges that you are in Orange County, and sadly, it sounds like that is the fact across the state. Insufficient doses at the public health level. And we also have the challenge of not finding out how many doses we will get early enough in advance to really give people an opportunity to sign up for those appointments. So, you know, we find out how many doses we're going to get on a Thursday, and Friday is when we start opening up for appointments. And it sounds like we're only going to have 200 going into the next vaccination event. So although it's run really smoothly, people have been very happy with the process, very satisfied. We have the people and personnel and everything else in place. Not having enough doses is really hampering the effort to get the entire category of individuals that are eligible for this phase of vaccinations vaccinated.
Man, there's no doubt that that presents some pretty significant hurdles. I do like, you know, I think in a perfect world, once we have enough vaccine doses to really get things clicking with distribution, I like the idea of having both, you know, regular appointments that you can sign up for normal times too, but also offering these mass clinics that people can go to when, you know, either when they have time or they're able to walk up or drive up. I like that at the moment. Yeah. Chatham County has able to been offered this, to offer this to the larger community, because it's another great option to go and, you know, if you're able to sit in line for a while, sit in line and then hopefully get your shot.
Absolutely. Yes. And I have a couple of friends that were able to get both parents scheduled close enough to have them both, take them both, get that first set of vaccinations, and immediately you get scheduled for your next set. So that's very reassuring. It will be beneficial when the federal government is able to get a hold of much larger quantities of vaccinations and get them to the states so that we can do this in a more meaningful way. But the numbers are just not enough. You know, we have the willingness in the staff, we have the willingness in our population to get vaccinated. Now we need the doses.
Definitely something that we will be following very, very closely, as is the rest of the community, state, and world. We're speaking with County Commissioner for Chatham County, Karen Howard, today, and you guys have not met, the Board of Commissioners has not met in a little bit since you had your retreat in the middle of the month, but you did have a meeting last Tuesday. What kind of things were discussed at that board meeting?
So we did have our Senior Appreciation Month. We acknowledged that we love our seniors, and it's a very timely reminder that we do value and love and respect and honor our seniors, as we know that that's a population that has been especially hard hit during the pandemic. And so that was a good reminder. And, you know, we have several members on our board that are either seniors or are quickly approaching that number, and myself included. We also had a couple of development projects that came before us. You know, Chatham is a fast growing county, and we are facing a lot of the challenges that the surrounding counties, Orange and Wake, face with regard to growth and a little bit of pressure on our infrastructure. So we're having those kinds of conversations. And then we did all, you know, have a couple of moments to talk about some appointments to boards and committees, which is important. You know, it's a citizen's opportunity to get involved in some of the decision-making and an opportunity for us as a Board of Commissioners to hear the concerns and interests of the community in a meaningful way.
Absolutely. And I know that we had talked a little bit about the commissioner's retreat last time you were on, but I know that part of that discussion is likely beginning to talk budget planning. And we just actually got finished speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, who said that their Board of Commissioners is also beginning to take a look at that. Any timeline on when the county will begin its real budget planning efforts for this upcoming fiscal year?
Yes, so we don't, you know, in budgeting, I don't think that our budget team would say they ever really get a break.
that's a very good point.
Right? Yeah, so we get our, you know, we are expected to have a budget by June. So they've sort of hit the ground running. We will get an opportunity to chime in on the budget between March and April. We get a draft budget in May, and then we have to approve that final budget by June. So really, they're already in. And you know, Chatham County has been lucky in the past year or two. We have not seen the kind of impact that we might have expected in terms of impacts on our tax base. COVID did not significant. It did not reduce our tax income for the county at all, in fact. And we continued to see deed stamps increasing. So it's a sign that development remains healthy, and the sales tax numbers were sound, were good. And I think what a part of what the community is going to have to consider and the Board of Commissioners is going to have to balance is what portion of that do we want to go back into some of the things that we've raised as specific challenges for the community. And for me, that one of those things is primarily affordable housing. So it will be interesting to see how we take some of the funds that we had committed from our Article 46 sales tax toward affordable housing and what we will do with that and what kind of meaningful change we can start to see as those coffers begin to fill.
ChathamNC.org is the website that you can go to for information on that as it becomes available, as well as the Board of Commissioners meetings. We're speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard for Chatham County. And Karen, last Chatham County wound up, I had a great discussion with Hannah McClellan of the Chatham News and Record. Certainly one of the hot topic discussions right now, in addition to vaccines, is still figuring out what to do about the future of schools for the rest of this academic year. And it's been a pretty hotly contested debate in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, Orange County Schools. I know Chatham County Schools fit in that too. And the News and Record just had a recent report saying that students did see some pretty significant dips in grades in terms of how many students were receiving D's and F's compared to the previous year during the semester of remote learning. Just wanted to get your reaction to that, since I know that you're pretty tuned into the public education scene and the struggles of continuing with remote learning yet again this semester.
Yeah. It's such a difficult space, isn't it? It's such a it's fraught with so many challenges. We know that students learn best in school. We know that that's where the experts are, and that they pick up on things that might not otherwise be noticed in another setting. And we really have come to rely on our schools for so much more than just the bare bones of academics. And so there is a part of me that is very concerned that our kids are not in school and able to socialize and participate in that academic setting the way they have traditionally done. But then there's the other part of me that's painfully aware that a lot of our academic population, the teachers, the staff, are in that older age group and have parents at home, have other family members that they are caring for and responsible for that are high risk. And are we asking them to take a chance and make a sacrifice that's quite frankly unfair? And I do not know that there is a perfect answer. I think that I have been comfortable with the way the Board of Education has been arriving at their decisions. I think that they are using the right data. They are bringing in the right experts. I think they're asking themselves the right questions, and I've been comfortable with continuing the way we've been doing, but I'm also aware that you know, we are definitely missing something in not having our kids in schools. And while individual kids may do well in this setting, this remote learning setting, there are far too many kids that are struggling. And I think the sooner we can come out of this, the better. To me, it all comes down to vaccinations. It would have been excellent to have the teachers in that first line of people that were entitled to get the vaccinations. But it wasn't. It was not something that at the county level we have control over. So it's a very difficult space. And I understand the arguments on both sides. I do think that we have to allow the school district, the school board, the superintendent, and principals to be the decision makers in this particular arena. And I do believe that they are doing the best that they can with the information that they have.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth in terms of vaccinations. You feel like that definitely is going to be an important piece of the puzzle, but as we see this slower rollout continue in North Carolina, slow before even this lower allocation from the federal government was announced, it definitely is going to provide some challenges to that. Well, Karen Howard, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us again. ChathamNC.org is the website to go to for everything Chatham County government. And Karen, we'll see you next time on Chatham County Roundup. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.